Welcome to your five for the day. You can imagine how amazed I was recently at what I saw when on holiday in the English Riviera. I was at the checkout in a card shop, when to my utter disbelief I saw on display, for sale, a greetings card to celebrate St. George's Day. As a passionate Welshman, I found it hard to comprehend, but there it was. The story of St. George is a familiar one. There's a dragon. He's big and scary, and he terrorizes the people. He's usually got some sort of powerful weapon, the flames from his mouth or the lash of his powerful tail or talons. Life becomes unbearable. Now, usually, if this was a film adaptation, the scene would be very dark, clouds everywhere, and the film score would be in a minor key. So someone steps forward to fight the dragon. But they're not strong enough. Someone else takes their place, and another, and one after another, all these brave warriors do their best, but they fail. The dragon's just too strong. But there's still the hope that one warrior might be strong enough. And often, at this point in the film or the book or the opera, there's some ancient prediction that a chosen one will come. So the people wait. They endure, they suffer at the hands of the dragon, but they still hold out hope. And then finally, a champion emerges. He's noble and brave. He takes on the dragon. He fights the good fight, and he does so on behalf of the rest of the people. In the children's version, he slays the dragon after a brief struggle. In the version for grown-ups, it's all a bit more gruesome. You think he's going to win, then you think he's going to lose, and then just at the point when it looks as if he's had it, he finally polishes off the dragon. Up, close and personal, blood everywhere, but the triumph is his. And the mood music changes. The clouds part and the sun shines again. The crowds come out and cheer. The champion is praised to the skies, and the people tell the story to their children and their children's children. From aliens to Zorro, the story is told in many forms. Sometimes there's an actual dragon. Sometimes the dragon is metaphorical. But the story has a basic human plotline. Of course, it's also the plotline of the Bible. I wonder if you've thought of it like that. The dragon emerges early in the Bible, sometimes as a serpent and sometimes as an actual dragon. His name is Satan, and he terrorizes the people. He has the power of death, and he makes life unbearable. From Genesis onwards through the Old Testament, the dragon and his power of death reign and make a mockery of humanity. All our hopes, all our ambitions, all our abilities, all come to naught as we die. We cannot escape the power of this dragon. Of course, people try. Moses, Samson, David, Solomon, and so on, but they're not strong enough. They lose. They die. The dragon's just too strong. But there's still the hope that one warrior might be strong enough. And there are prophecies and predictions from men with great names like Isaiah and Zechariah that one day a chosen one, a Messiah, the Christ, will come. So the people wait. They endure. They suffer at the hands of the dragon, but they still hold out hope that this dragon and his power over death will one day be defeated. And then finally, a champion emerges. From unlikely beginnings, a Bethlehem stable and a carpentry apprenticeship, a man emerges who is clear that his mission is to take on the dragon. And he will do so on behalf of the people. In the children's version, he defeats the dragon pretty quickly and easily. But we know better than that. The path to victory involves a crucifixion. And before that, betrayal, abandonment, accusation, injustice, beatings and scars. And it is just at the point when it looks like he is lost that he cries out, It is finished. Not I am finished, but the work of defeating the dragon, that Satan with his power of death, that work of victory is finished and accomplished. And he did it for me, and he did it for you. And death could not hold him. 3 days later, our champion is again alive. Death has lost its power. Death is swallowed up in victory. No wonder the crowds cheer. No wonder the people tell the story to their children and their children's children. Only this time, it's no legend or myth like St. George. It's the greatest story ever told, and the truest story ever told. Thank you for listening.